السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening overseas. Once again, as I always say, it is only the fazl and the ihsan, the favor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that He gave us the tawfiq to gather here in this majlis of zikr. The taking of the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the whole purpose of that is to develop a bond with Allah Ta'ala, a ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. The person must feel and sense that his Allah is with him. In fact, some people went to such an extent, which of course is not for all of us, that they wouldn't even raise their faces towards the skies in the azmat of Allah Ta'ala, and many, many other things. They found it extremely difficult because they were so conscious of the presence of Allah Ta'ala all over. But of course, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made life easy for us. He is our creator, so He hasn't created such kind of conditions for us that it becomes impossible to practice on Islam and Sharia and Quran and Sunnah. So we are given the Sharia, which is very, very easy. From whichever angle you look at it, there's nothing but beauty in it. There's nothing but easiness, and there's nothing but perfection. So this majlis of zikr which we have here, it is different from the majlis that we have on Monday night, which is of tafsir of the Quran Sharif or some Hadith Sharif or some other waaz and nasihat. The flavor, as I say, or the fragrance is different. But the maqsad and the purpose is the same. Quran Sharif is for tarbiyah. Quran Sharif is for tazkiyah. Quran Sharif is for development of taqwa. Quran Sharif is for development of that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Quran Sharif is for tawakkul, developing tawakkul and yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala. Quran Sharif, all those stories that have been given there of the nations of the past, they are given there so that we take lessons. We stay away from those actions and those deeds which brought destruction upon those ummahs. Entire ummahs and entire nations were destroyed because of certain sins that they committed. The people of different Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, they committed different kinds of sins. Sometimes a person commits many, many sins. But there is some sin that is conspicuous in his life. Everybody knows that person to be a gambler. Yet he must be also committing adultery. He could be stealing too. He could be missing his namaz. He could be doing lots of other things. But when a person sees him, they say, this person is a gambler. Why? Because he's conspicuous by his action. He's seen there many, many times in the casino. So the people forget about all the other things, but they say he's a gambler. Another person could be cheating and deceiving in his business. So he becomes well known that this person is a cheater. You must be cautious, he could deceive you. He becomes well known by that sin. Somebody becomes well known as a womanizer, yet that person could be missing all his salah, not even giving zakat, and he could also be a gambler, but he becomes well known by that particular sin. So like that, the qawm of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam became well known for the homosexual relationships that they used to have. Allah Ta'ala destroyed those people. In the same way as the Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam's people, they were committing many other sins, but they became well known for the cheating that they used to do in weight and measurement. They became well known for that. And their destruction has been mentioned mostly on account of that sin that they committed. So like that, different kinds of sins a person commits, but he becomes conspicuous in a certain sin. So now those incidents that have been mentioned in the Quran Sharif, they are not there for lullabies, just to tell some stories to put people to sleep. They are there to get us up from our slumber and sleep. So whether it is that majlis or it's this majlis, the purpose is the same. However, the fragrances are different. So this majlis of zikr tonight will repeat one beautiful Naat Sharif of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Ahmad Barakatuhum Arif Billah my Shaykh. It is a waaz and nasihat, and at the same time ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is created through it. Lazzate zikr naam e khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki duniya hai dasht o daman. Lazzate zikr naam e khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki duniya hai dasht o daman. Aapke naam par jisne hijrat kiya pa gaya wo bahare watan. Lazzate zikr naam e khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki duniya hai dasht o daman. Aapke naam par jisne hijrat kiya pa gaya wo bahare watan. Many times you have heard this, and I've explained that there are certain things that you can go on repeating, but if it is beneficial, then no matter how many times you repeat, the benefit will increase. There are certain medications which we are told must take for life. The patient takes medications for life. And he doesn't question that surgeon, that doctor, that physician, why must I take this medication for life? The same medication, nothing different. He gets tired of it. But he has to take it. Because that is what will benefit him. I explained about the drips. Sometimes the drips take hours and hours, drop by drop, goes into our system. So like that, these nasihats also have to be listened to over and over and over again. It's not a question of just taking in from one ear and out from the other, and we say we attended a program. Lazzate zikre naam e khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. We all want the enjoyment of gardens, of baghat, of orchards. Now a person can never get the true enjoyment of those gardens unless he has got sukoon in his heart. If a person's heart is restless, the person has got to appear in court the next day, and the charge is of murder, then you put him in the most beautiful garden. He can't get the true enjoyment of those gardens. So, lazzat zikre naam e khuda hai chaman. Lazzat, we all know, means the taste, the enjoyment. Zikr is zikr. Naam e khuda, simple Urdu. Hai chaman. Then the person is going to take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance, with muhabbat, with azmat, with yaqeen, really believing and truly believing that he is all-seeing, all-hearing, almighty, powerful, in his hand lies our lives, The ground on which we walk belongs to Him. The homes that we have built, our heart, liver, lungs, everything that we possess belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And how compassionate and how kind and how merciful He is. And look at the amount of bounties and ni'mats that He is blessing us with, if we're going to think like that. And then take the name of Allah ta'ala. Then there will be true enjoyment. That will be like being in a real garden. The enjoyment people get in the gardens is limited. The enjoyment of the taking of the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, where can gardens compare with that? Or ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Ghaflat, the life of sins, one meaning of it is sins. Ghaflat ki dunya, the life of sins, is dasht o daman. And also negligence. When a person is committing sins, then it is like that heap of rubbish that accumulates. We have rubbish dumps where people go and put all the filth. And I've explained this many times, that a person does not want to even live near a rubbish dump. He will keep on complaining to the municipality that remove this rubbish dump from here. We can't even breathe. Our nostrils are suffering. We can't breathe. It's terrible stench that is here because of the rubbish dump. That is the life of a mu'min who is committing sins. Engaged in sins. Unconcerned. His life becomes like that. Oh, it's a jungle. Dasht o daman. Aapke naam par jisne hijrat kiya, pa gaya ho bahare watan. One is the hijrat from these sins. Of running away from all these sins, that's also a kind of hijrat. Al-muhajiru man hajara mana halbahu an. Who is a muhajir? The person who makes hijrat from all that which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has declared haram and forbidden. Then he makes hijrat from that. The only hijrat we know, he leaves the town and goes to another town. Leaves the country and goes to another country. That is the hijrat that we are asked to make. Run away from sins. Distance ourselves from the displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Become a muhajir from sins. Then that person will get true enjoyment in his heart. Bahare watanim. Lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman. Aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن سید اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن When we say it, then it goes into our hearts. E zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. That means whenever the taqaza and the demand of sins comes, nafs and shaitan is taking us in the direction of sins, then we remember this. At that time we remember. It's easy to remember in the masjid. In the masjid we can read it too very easily. And we can repeat it. And we can enjoy it. But the real time to read it is when the taqaza of sins is coming in the bazaars and marketplaces and airports and bus stops and in our homes and other places. At that time we say, hey, zaruri gunaho kubhi chhoda de. Asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke wata. If we really want baghat, if we really want enjoyment, if we really want sukoon, if we really want the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then lazzate zikre naam khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht aur daman. And hai zaruri, it is compulsory, it's lazim, there is no such thing as ifs and buts there. Hai zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke wata. Leaving one town, going somewhere else, leaving one country and going somewhere else and being very happy that we made hijrat from here to there and there to there. That's not sufficient so much so that if you make hijrat and go to Madina Sharif. But in Madina Sharif, if the person still does not give up sins, then it's worse than being in his own country and committing sins. He made hijrat to Madina Sharif. What can be better than that? Azizo ko mujhe ek raaz ki hai ab khabar karna. Azizo ko mujhe ek raaz ki hai ab khabar karna. Agar mehfooz rehna ho, to tawba mein guzar karna. Jahan ab phansne wala hai, jahan ab phansne wala hai, fitan mein deen o imaan ke bahut mushkil hai momin ko kahin bahar basar karna. So we give encouragement. Hazrat Maulana Badr Alam Rahmatullah Alayhi, this was his poetry. We give encouragement. He made nasihat. He said, azizo ko mujhe ek raaz ki hai ab khabar karna. Agar mehfooz rehna ho to tawba mein guzar kar. If you want to be protected from the fitnas of the outside world, where it is going to come in abundance, then spend your time in Madina Sharif. But what I am explaining is this, that even if the person leaves and goes to Madina Sharif and settles there, but his namazas sometimes becoming qaza day, sometimes making ghibat day in Madina Sharif, the person hasn't got the azmat of Madina Sharif in his heart. His lifestyle doesn't change in Madina Sharif. The person is negligent there. So then although he made hijrat and went to Madina Sharif, but will we say that is real hijrat? He's got the cell phone with all the musical tones there, so common there. And as soon as he goes there, he buys the biggest television on the market there because it's very cheap and brings it into his room. Now is that hijrat? So there is not hijrat. Hai zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, whether it's in Madina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, in fact it's more important that he gives it up there. Not to carry all that baggage from here, just as we take the baggage from here, of the stuffs that we will require there during our stay, we take the baggage of our sins also with us. And many of it we don't give it up there too. Hai zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke wata. Haven't we heard of people fighting even in Madina Sharif? Sometimes in those passages and in those rooms you can hear screaming and shouting and talaqs taking place and all, even there in Madina Sharif. And then they still live too, as husband and wife. Because they feel ashamed that what will people say that you give your wife talaq there in Madina Sharif? So they keep quiet about it, which is even worse. These things are happening, I'm not telling you fairy tales yet. Hey, zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke wata. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. शहर महबूब होगा जहां भी कहीं, आशिकों का सुना है वही है वतन। शहर महबूब होगा जहां भी कहीं, आशिकों का सुना है वही है वतन। फिर मदीने की लज्जत को मैं क्या कहूँ, शहर महबूब होगा जहां भी कहीं, आशिकों का सुना है वही है वतन। फिर मदीने की लज्जत को मैं क्या कहूँ, काश होता मदीने में मेरा वतन। फिर मदीने की लज्जत को मैं क्या कहूँ, काश होता मदीने में मेरा वतन। शहर महबूब होगा जहां भी कहीं, wherever the beloved resides. We have heard that the lover, if a person has to ask which is the most beloved city to you, so he will say that city in which my beloved resides. If that is the case of the lovers of this world, then Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? What can I say about the enjoyment of being in Madina Sharif, where my beloved resides? Not my beloved, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's beloved resides. Mehboob of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. No city in the world can compare. Other cities may have, or other countries may have gardens. They may have tall buildings. They may have all the other tourist attractions. Which tourist attraction can compare with the ziyarat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rauza Mubarak? The green dome itself is sufficient to bring tears to the heart of an ashik of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, who is coming from a distant land. Even from the distance, when he sees the green dome, it is sufficient to melt his heart. Fir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan. But just going and coming is not sufficient. The inqilab has to come in our lives and in our hearts. A revolution has to come. How many people have returned from Hajj? Different parts of the world. See what they have to write. We are back again to those same old habits. We are back again to those porn sites. We are back again missing our salat. We are back again doing this and doing that. So something is seriously wrong then. Phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan. किस तरह मैं कहूँ दिल से ऐ दोस्तो, किस तरह मैं कहूँ दिल से ऐ दोस्तो, जिंदाबाद ऐ वतन, जिंदाबाद ऐ वतन। है वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है, है वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है। ऐ मदीना फिदा तुझ पे हो सद वतन, है वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है, है वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है। ऐ मदीना फिदा तुझ पे हो सद वतन। I'm in my watan, I'm in my hometown, I'm in my city, in my country, wherever it may be. Dil Madine mein. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, take us all. नेक लोगों में हो साहिबे दर्दे दिल, नेक लोगों में हो साहिबे दर्दे दिल, हे चमन में कोई जैसे रश के चमन। नेक लोगों में हो साहिबे दर्दे दिल, हे चमन में कोई जैसे रश के चमन। If amongst good people, pious people, righteous people, there is some real sahibe darde dil, person who has got real love for Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the people around him are pious, righteous, if there is someone like that, then it is as if the garden itself is envious of the person in the garden. Normally the person in the garden is envious, he's enjoying the beauty and the fragrance and everything of the garden. But nek logo mein ho agar koi sahibe darde dil, if amongst pious people there is a real sahibe darde dil, not people like us, then it is as if the person who is in the garden is making rush coffee. Garden is envious.
Rozo shab hai ye akhtar ki aho foghaan, बख्श दे रोजे महशर मुझे जुल्मिनन। रोज शब है ये अख्तर की आहो फोगा, बख्श दे रोजे महशर मुझे जुल्मिनन।
अल्लाह ताला मस फॉरगिव अस ऑन द डे ऑफ जजमेंट, कॉज अस टू क्रॉस पोल सिरात लाइक लाइटनिंग, एंटर इनटू जन्नत विदाउट एनी रेकनिंग, in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lazzat-e zikre naam-e khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht-o-daman. Yaar rahe ya rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun, mujhko faqat tujh se ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahun, har dam zikr o fikr main tere mast rahun sarshar rahun, hosh rahe na मुझको किसी का तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं, अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर विरदे जुबा ए मेरे इला, ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाह इल्लल्लाहु, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाहु, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, तेरे सिवा माबूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं, तेरे सिवा मक़सूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं, तेरे सिवा मौजूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं, तेरे सिवा मशहूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं, अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर विरदे जुबा ए मेरे इला, ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह। Muhammadur Rasulullah. Yaad mein teri sabko bula doon, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Tujh par sab ghar baar lota doon, khana-e-dil abad rahe. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga doon, gham se tere dil shaad rahe. Sab ko nazar se apni gira doon, tujh se faqat faryaad rahe. Ab to rahe bas taad-e-aakhir wird-e-zubaan mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ae mere maula meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. Mujhsa khalqon mein koi nahi, go bad kirdaar o naam siya. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab, bakhsh de mere saare guna. Oh Allah, I know that I am the worst amongst you in your creation, the worst on the surface of the earth. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab, but my beloved Allah, you are so forgiving, so forgiving. Bakhsh de mere saare guna. Forgive all my sins. Ab to rahe bas taad-e-aakhir wird-e-zubaan-e-mere-ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ إلا الله إلا الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا
لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. Where do we go, my beloved Allah? Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. But where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ey Rabbe Kareem, agar aapne nigahe rahmat pher li, to aap bataiye ki hum gande phir jaye kaha. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, then where do we go? My beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, more than your entire creation put together, your forgiveness is so vast that just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. Oh, my beloved Allah, you are most merciful, most forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. In this majlis of tawbah, in this majlis of zikr, my beloved Allah, after taking your mubarak name, we have extended our begging bowls before you. Forgive us, our family members, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our parents, our brothers and sisters, the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, we acknowledge every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. Indeed, we have distanced ourselves from you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we are ashamed, my beloved Allah. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. We are not happy about what we have done. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. My beloved Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shame nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, palak mera, zami meri. Oh, my beloved Allah. Oh, my Rahim Allah. My Kareem Allah. Where do we go? My beloved Allah, bless us all with good health, spiritual health and physical health. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Cures of all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We know that sometimes physical ailments can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But that is for the pious and the righteous, my beloved Allah. We are the most sinful ones, my beloved Allah. Forgive us, don't test us. Don't test us in this world, in the akhirah. Oh, my beloved Allah, how can we really account for our actions and our deeds? Hum kya hisab denge mere Allah? If our books of deeds have to be opened, then we are destined for the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, don't open our books of deeds. Ya Allah, the computer chip contains millions of pieces of information. Just one press of a button and all the information vanishes from the chip. Ya Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Afwa karam ka qalam hamare gunaho par pher de. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy. Oh, my beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Give us the hearts that you give to the awliya-e siddiqeen. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us. Wherever they may be in the world, bless them with shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal risk and remove their difficulties.
Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. Give us the realization that in sins there's nothing but restlessness, restlessness, restlessness. Give us sukoon in our hearts. Give us taqwa in our hearts. Give us tawakkul and yaqeen in our hearts. Give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifat. Oh, my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering of mankind around the globe. Especially the ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, all parts of the world, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going through very, very difficult time. Apne fazal se, apne ihsan se, with your kindness, with your ihsan, my beloved Allah, remove the suffering of the ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made so much of sacrifices for the sake of this ummah. In Taif he was stoned, his Mubarak shoes filled with his Mubarak blood. He goes down in Sajda, intestines of animals put on the back of the purest, the cleanest. Ah, by Allah. He stands whole night in prayers, his feet swell. Sometimes he goes in Sajda, he remains so long. Then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has to tap his heels to check if he's still alive. Ya Allah, how much he cried for the ummah. In the battle of Uhud, the pins of the helmet penetrate his jaws. Blood oozes out. He falls down unconscious. In that very city, my beloved Allah, filthy music, filthy pictures, filthy magazines, musical tones on the cell phones, even in the Haram Sharif. How much of pain it must be causing to the sensitive heart of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he is informed that the ummah for whom you cried so much, the ummah for whom you were stoned, the ummah for whom you stood whole night in prayers, the ummah for whom you prayed so much in cinemas, discos, theatres, porn sites, singing, dancing on the stages of the world, no haya, no shame, no modesty. Ah, my Allah, give us a realization. Change the condition of our lives. Change the condition of our lives. Bless us with taste and sweetness of iman. Bless us with the sweetness, my beloved Allah, born with you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtimaat gashtali ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khanqao ko qubool farma. Jitne bhi deeni idare hai sab ko qubool farma. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. My beloved Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, all his life he made du'as for us. Especially the plains of Arafat. From Zuhr till Maghrib, that sinless, masoom Nabi prayed and prayed and prayed for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us in his entire life. Ya Allah, bless the ummah with that goodness. And protect us from all the fitnas, corruption and mischief that he asked for protection in his entire life. Ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you in this majlis of tawbah and zikr. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the diseases, the tests and the trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you
in this majlis of tawbah and zikr. Ya Allah, remove the pain, remove the suffering, remove the hardships and difficulties. Oh my beloved Allah, ہماری دعاؤں کو رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں قبول کر لیں. اب جیسے بھی ہے قبول کر لیں. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا, میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم